to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is quicker problem resolution and shorter turnaround time for client-reported problems using Assist On-Site. Today's presenter is Preeti Kulkarni. Preeti is a program manager for support tooling for the AIM organization and is responsible for tools like Assist On-Site, CDDR, SurfDB, and Link Support. She is the point contact for any questions and problems related to these tools and promotes adoption across AIM and other software groups brands. She is also responsible for refining business needs into comprehensive functional requirements and working the life cycle of the project as an advocate for the brand and the division. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Preeti.
Thank you, Joseph, for this quick introduction. Hello, everyone. I am Preeti Kulkarni, and as Joseph said, I'm the program manager for some of the tools used by the support teams in the application and integration middleware division, Assist On-Site being one of these tools. Today's session is to bring awareness about Assist On-Site among new users, as well as giving an introduction to some of the features, some of the new features now available as a part of Assist On-Site Release 3.2. This was rolled out at the end of January 2010. Let's see what we're going to talk about today. Joseph, to the next slide, please, slide number 2. We will talk about what Assist On-Site is all about, why would you use Assist On-Site, in what scenarios Assist On-Site can be used, and how Assist On-Site works. Assist On-Site is also known as AOS, so I would use this interchangeably. We'll also see the steps required to perform before an Assist On-Site session is established. We'll see how we can work with AOS, some of the new features in Release 3.2. And finally, we will see what some of our customers have to say about their experience with Assist On-Site. Moving to slide number 3. Now, what is Assist On-Site? It's a live remote assistance tool, which is a worldwide distributed service that allows over the internet remote control. With the client's permission, IBM support teams can quickly provide support services to our clients without the need for frustrating telephone-only or on-site visits that are both cost and time-prohibitive. Assist On-Site can help to collect the right kind of data, as well as allows the Level 2 the ability to update the PMR with a more concise problem description. It thus speeds up the time to resolution, PMR resolution. Moving to slide number 4. Okay, let's talk about the problem statement. On the left-hand side, we have a customer having a problem with the IBM software. He's frustrated on collecting the data necessary to send to IBM to diagnose the problem. And on the right-hand side, we see an IBM support engineer not being able to see what is happening at the customer's system and not getting the right kind of data from customers, since the customer is not able to follow the instructions. In critical situations, they plan on who they can send to the customer's location to help diagnose the problem. Assist On-Site is used to help in these kind of situations for a support engineer to perform remote diagnosis on the customer's machine. The support engineer can be talking to the customer on the phone and says, "Let's look at your system and see what's going wrong." He will give the customer a URL, and the customer will open it in the web browser to connect to this URL, and then he would start the Assist On-Site session. The support engineer starting an Assist On-Site session will be provided with a 7-digit session ID, which he will then give it to the customer over the phone, and the customer will type that session code in their web browser, and a secure connection to the customer will be established. The support engineer can now start looking at the customer's machine in one of the three different modes. That could be chat only, view only, or shared mode. Now, the customer can be guided to collect the correct information, or the support engineer can take over of the customer's system, and the customer can watch the support engineer diagnose the problem, or collect required documentation, or perhaps perform a configuration change to fix the problem on the customer's machine. The advantages of this is that IBM can turn around PMRs more quickly, customer problems are resolved much faster, thus lowering the cost to the total cost of ownership and increasing the customer satisfaction. IBM has less travel cost and increased global reach. This can thus save the customer a lot of money as well as IBM and increase the customer satisfaction. Moving to slide number 5. Now, why use assist on-site? Client's number one concern is the time it takes to resolve their problem. Assist on-site helps in increasing and improving the client satisfaction. It also is used to build the confidence on the diagnostic steps and increases the ability to identify a possible defect sooner. It also helps in visualizing the live screen and identify the problem, the actual problem. It also assists in collecting the right type of data the first time. You don't have to get unnecessary must gather documentation. Survey results from support reps have shown that a PMR is resolved around 20 to 30% faster than normal using an assist on-site session. Also, customer feedback has shown that using an assist on-site session has saved for at least 85% of the customers, and 25% from them have said that they saved a day or more, that's 24 hours. Moving to slide number 6. Now let's see in what scenarios can assist on-site be used. It can be used where a problem is not easy enough to be explained over email and might take multiple emails to understand the problem. The support rep is not sure if some configuration change alone might work to resolve the problem and need to try some combination of settings. The client is not clear of where the configuration changes need to be done. And even though how to generate must-gather documentation information is sent, some of the small options may need to be adjusted, like file size, trace options, etc. It can also be used in getting a bigger picture of the problem and looking at the complete environment and other softwares involved, which could be the source of the problem. Thus, for the support engineer, going an extra mile in looking at some of the other softwares involved and getting them out of the way to fix the actual problem. Support reps, you know, might not be very familiar with some of the other products, but might be able to do some research and solve it, giving a highly satisfied customer. We can also see the different steps done by customers during an install or setup, which could lead to a problem. It avoids multiple screen captures. It can also show user errors or typos done leading to a problem via the command line. Moving to slide number 7, please. Over 7,000 IBM users are connecting to around 4,000 customers worldwide. One of the most important design points about assist on-site is security. Assist on-site sessions are kept secure and private using randomly generated session keys and advanced encryption. AOS implements outbound connections that are protected by state-of-art 128-bit MARS encryption over an HTTPS browser session. This form of advanced encryption prevents intruder access to the information exchanged during all support sessions. After a support session starts, the support engineer is connected to the customer's machine through a relay server. Large randomly generated session keys are issued to both participants, thus only the designated parties are connected. During a support session, all transfer data is encrypted, including screen views, file transfer data, and identities. Encryption and decryption are from end to end, therefore data cannot be intercepted during transit and can only be viewed through the remote support console. There is no permanent installation of software on the customer's machine. So the remote support utility plugin is downloaded automatically through the customer's web browser and is less than 750 KB. It's approximately around that. The plugin is kept secure and virus-free on the relay server and must be downloaded each time a support session is established. Once a session is terminated by either the customer or the representative, the plugin is no longer available. The plugin is no longer usable. The customer can choose to audit the support session locally and must be explicitly activated upon accepting the support session. The assistant site events are written to the target system's application log, and the written events include connection and disconnection, initial session mode and subsequent changes to other session modes, names of the files that have been received and transferred, any requests for system information from the remote support console. Moving to slide number 8. This is a picture of the assist on-site network. The connection from the end user as well as the IBM support engineer are all outbound through a firewall using ports 80/443/8200. Note that these are typical ports that are open at the customer end, and the outbound connection on common ports makes assist on-site work in a lot of cases where other remote control utilities would not be able to penetrate the customer's firewall. There are three parts in this connection, first one being the relay server. The relay server is one of the main components of assist on-site. The relay servers shown at the bottom are geographically distributed around the world for the best results and handles the data transmission for support session between the remote support console and the remote support utility. Now, the remote support console is the application on the support engineer's machine, and the remote support utility is a lightweight Java application that communicates with the remote support console. It has many functions which, whilst allowing the customer, the support engineer to take control, provides the customer with various privacy functions. After the support session is stopped, the remote support utility deletes itself from the customer's machine. Moving to slide number. These are the different relay servers in the three geographical locations. Depending on your geographical location, you would select one of them. Moving to slide number 10. The client is directed to the link provided here on the screen. Before establishing a new connection, on this download screen, there is a test application to ensure the customer can have correct access to get out of their firewall to participate in an assist on-site session. The column that says results in the green box here indicates that the customer has adequate connection to all the servers, but if they just have access to a limited number, that's usually okay for an assist on-site connection to establish. The servers are distributed worldwide and use a variety of ports that customers have typically opened on the other side. We will see how to interpret the results on the next screen. Screen number 11, please. The America's Relay server is also the server that provides the connection code for support sessions and distributes the remote support utility installer for customers. Hence, the support engineer and the customer must be able to connect to the America's Relay server and should also be able to connect to the relay server in their geographical location, if not located in the Americas. Assist on-site detects the customer's proxy server through the customer's web browser settings and including web browser settings, well, including the proxy auto configuration file, that is the PAC, or the registry keys. It also evaluates the proxy settings through a JavaScript parser if available. Otherwise, Assist on-site supports manual proxy configuration using a configuration file called proxy_ibm.txt. Please note that the clients must have a connection to one of the two America servers, which is the A, which is the ASET. If both America's server fail, client will not be able to use assistant site. Moving to slide number 12, please. These are the minimum requirements at the customer end to be able to establish a successful assistant site session. They would need at least a 28.8 kbps or greater internet connection. Please note, we support Windows, Linux, and Z-Linux platforms. We do support some of the commonly used web browsers, and we need ports like 80443 and 8200 open. Moving to slide number 13, please. This is the procedure for manually configuring the connection for the proxy servers. Please ensure that you obtain the proxy server settings from your administrator before you create the configuration file. Once it is created, make sure that the proxy server details are in a format, in a syntax given on the screen, and save the file as proxy_ibm.txt. If you cannot establish a connection to a relay server, ensure that you configure your proxy server to allow encrypted non-SSL outbound traffic to the America relay server and to the relevant relay server in your geographical region. Moving to slide number 14, please. When a support engineer initiates the assist on site session, he has three choices. Now, this is the screen at the support engineer's end. The first one is typically used with external customers, which is the create new session. The second one is used for collaboration where multiple IBM support engineers or level 3 or development member can join a session established with the customer and transfer control back and forth to each of them, and thus can view and control the customer's machine. The third option, create HTTP link, it is for internal use only, where we can bypass the external URL in cases where there is no need to accept the license agreement, which is provided there. This link is not supposed to be used with customers as it bypasses the license agreement. In release 3.2, there is a new option, which is list AOS target button, which allows you to list the machines for which the support engineer has unattended or lights out permission. Once the support engineer creates a new session, he receives a connection code, which he then verbally passes to the customer so that they can enter into their web browser and start an assist on site session. Moving to slide number 15. This is the page where the customer is directed to initiating an assist on site session. They are expected to click the AOS request form or to fill in the details for connection. Moving to slide number 16. Note that this is a form that is displayed from the link provided in the previous chart. The customer needs to fill the details like the customer name, customer number, PMR number, and also need to fill in the type in the session code provided by the support engineer. They can also select their geographical region on the screen. Moving to slide number 17. Once they click I agree, the customer is prompted to download the IBM AOS.exe, which is the remote support utility. At this moment, any pop-up should be allowed, and the client should choose to run or open when prompted. When the customer is prompted to download and run the support utility, he is given instructions on how to run the remote support utility. The browser locale is used to determine which language should be used to display this information. Slide number 18, please. This is the procedure to download and run the IBM AOS.exe on Linux. You can notice it is slightly different than that on Windows. Moving to slide number 19. Once the remote support utility is started, it will now select the most responsive relay server and detect additional proxy and authentication types like NTLM. Support is added for the NTLM authentication protocol used in various Microsoft network protocol implementations. When customers connect using Assist On-Site utility, an NTML proxy authentication dialog will appear for the customers who have NTML where they should enter their Windows domain, user, and password to authenticate. The first panel the customer sees after beginning a connection is what level of access they desire. The customer accepts the screen while starting an Assist On-Site session on his machine has changed in release 3.2 from the previous releases. Now the customer chooses accept to start the session in the chat only mode. They can select view only where support can look at the screen but not control it, or they could have a shared control mode where IBM support can also control the machine. All these modes have chat enabled. This is when they can select to log the session actions in their system application log too. You can see the audit button over there. Moving to slide number 20. This is the picture of the Assist On-Site console that is typically seen on a support engineer's site. You'll see there is a toolbar at the top to show the various functions. This is a snapshot of a remote control session where the support engineer can control the customer's machine. It's in the shared control mode. You can look at the screen, chat with the customer, or record the session so that he can look at a record session at a later time. He can also share this recorded session with another level 2 or a development engineer who can help in diagnosing the problem. Assist On-Site goes beyond the typical remote control functions and allows for remote diagnosis. This includes the ability to send and receive files, sending and receiving clipboard data, utilities to highlight areas on the customer screen. So they can draw and highlight the different regions that they can see. Maybe the problem, they can point out the problem areas, and they can also send in files, thus not waiting for email exchanges. They can also perform actions like open URL. And there are extensions like the Log Analyzer extension that can be plugged into the Assist On-Site console so that the support engineer can transfer logs from the customer's machine to his machine and have them automatically imported to a trace analyzer, thus making it faster to analyze the logs. There is an additional level of protected diagnosis which requires the customer to explicitly give permissions to the support engineer to do things such as gather system information. Here it will tell them the type of machine, the network information, the amount of hard disk space available, and the running processes and services. One of the most important features is collaboration, which is widely used, and I will go over this in the latter part of this presentation. Moving to slide number 21. This is what is seen on the customer's screen once an Assist On-Site session is established. These are some of the features provided by the remote support utility at the customer's end. At any point during an Assist On-Site session, the customer can disconnect the session by either pressing the disconnect icon, hit the red cross button, or select the pause or break. The customer can choose to change between session modes using the session mode drop-down list provided. And the customer, as a customer, he can also have some other actions provided by the remote utility, which include obtaining remote support utility version information. The customer can find out details about the support engineer and the support engineer's machine using the Who is Connected function. The function displays the username, IP, and MAC addresses for the support engineer. During a support session, as a customer, you can retrieve information about your system using the View System Information that uses the IBM System Information Gatherer. This tool gathers information such as your system details, network devices, and status, and a list of running processes, and saves it to a text file in the file transfer directory of the remote support utility. You can also open the file transfer directory using the transfer folder function. The remote support utility uses the most appropriate file manager for the operating system on which it is running. During a support session, you can also open and use a chat window to chat with the support engineer using the chat function. You can also change the session mode in the utility chat window. Starting the host session is an action provided for starting a host session on the host machine over an existing system side connection. After you have started it and logged on to the host machine, either you or the support engineer can run commands on the host machine using the emulator session in the web browser window. We will look at this feature in one of the next slides. Moving to slide number 22, please. One of the new features in SystemSite 3.2 is a support for ZOS and Power BI host systems. As a customer, you can start a host session on the host machine over an existing SystemSite connection using the Start Host Session function. After you have started it and logged on to the host machine, either you or the support engineer can run commands on the host machine using the emulator session in the web browser window. This is the screen which is typically open when you start a host session. You would need to type the fully qualified host name, type the port of the host machine for outgoing connections, select the type of host machine, and select the type of security for the connection and also and any associated details for the Keystone certificate. When you click Start, a web browser window opens on your machine as well as the support engineer's machine. Moving to slide number 23. You can also stop the host session at any time. A web browser is automatically launched on the support engineer's machine that allows him to join the customer's host session. When prompted, accept the request from the support engineer to join the host session. Log on to the host machine using your user ID and password. Now, either you or the support engineer can run commands on the host machine using the emulator session in the web browser window. The support engineer can chat, and the two of you can view the host system and see the problem. The advantage is that with this feature, while the customer can continue using his desktop, the support engineer can diagnose the problem on his system. The customer can still see what the support engineer is doing, but continue working his desktop. The host session can be stopped by pressing the disconnect button in the browser or by ending the assistant site session. Moving to slide number 24. This is again a new feature. The lights out or unattended support function is new to release 3.2. This is a feature which allows the support engineer to access the customer's machine in an unattended mode. For this feature, the Assist On-Site support service needs to be installed on the target machine, and the Assist On-Site, this Assist On-Site support service is a component of Assist On-Site. It is an applicative service that has features similar to remote support utility and runs on the target machines. It registers itself with the relay server and sends HTTPS heartbeats as status updates. The support engineer provides AOS support service to the customer who needs to run this on the target machine. On Windows, it uses the Install Shield installer, and on Linux, it uses the RDM installer. In some cases, you may have to restart the target machine. Next, you need to configure the Assist On-Site support service by launching it from the Start Program's Assist On-Site support service configuration. It uses the customer's policy that determine when and how the support engineer can run unattended support sessions. On this screen, you can see the screen where you would configure the support service configuration. You would type the URL for the listening relay server as shown in the example. You would also add AOS users, teams with comma-separated teams that can access your machine in unattended mode. You need to clear the checkbox to disable session modes, collaboration, or session recording. This is important. If you do not clear enable attended mode, ACL members cannot run the unattended support session. You can also configure the availability of days, hours of the day, which you would permit remote unattended access to your machine. The assist on-site service starts when the configuration window is closed. It can also be started from the services windows authorized, and authorized support engineer can now log on to the unattended machine. Moving to slide number 25. Now, this is in release 3.2, we have an enhanced third-party support for assist on-site. In some cases, there might be a need to add an additional support engineer or a business partner or an additional customer to this session to help debug the problem. To this, support engineer clicks on the collaboration icon on the support engineer's assist on-site console toolbar. In previous AOS releases, there was a new collaboration code button which allows existing assist on-site users who have an installed assist on-site console to join the customer session. This could be a level 2 or a level 3 member within IBM. The new join URL allows customer or business partner to temporarily join a single session without an assist on-site ID. The URL is then communicated to additional customers joining the session. Moving to slide number 26. Now, this is the screen of the third-party customer joining the session. A single-use embedded assist on-site Java console is now downloaded and executed. This does not remain installed in the machine once the session is complete. Once the console starts, the first customer must explicitly allow the additional partner to connect to his machine. The additional collaborator is now seen in the collaboration control panel of the original support engineer screen. He can give and take control of the screen on the same panel. The new collaborator can chat with the existing two participants, and the three people can now work to resolve the problem. Moving to slide number 27. After an assist on-site session is ended, the customer is presented with the survey form, which is very useful for IBM to analyze the usefulness of this tool and the benefits that we have been providing as a result of using this. Moving to slide number 28. There has been a consistent positive feedback from the surveys, and a couple of them are listed here as random comments from the assist on-site web customer trailer surveys. One of the customers says he used this tool on a lot of occasions, and it is a great tool to allow training and to increase the speed of problem resolution. The other said this is a very good tool, and the problem was resolved quickly with the interaction with the IBM support reps. Another said that IBM assist on-site experience was really nice and fast. Using the surveys in 1 month alone, we found that the customer saved around 10,000 hours of his time using assist on-site. This can total thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of savings for your organization. It is a browser-based remote-controlled technology, so the customer does not need to load the client. It allows the IBM support engineer to view the customer's machine and share their keyboard and mouse controls. It also provides benefits of having IBM virtually on-site and their technical team without the expense of flying there. Moving to slide number 29. These are some of the resources that might be helpful to look at. We have a security white paper We also have some network connection requirements that can be viewed. And this is the landing page for end users, that is for the customer. Moving to slide number 30. These are some additional WebSphere product resources. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers an in-depth technical information. The events link on the support pages points you to the webcast and the conference information. Please visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistance consists of self-help modules to get new users up to the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open and update and view PMRs online. And in the My Notification link on all product support pages, it lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of your interest. Now, at this moment, I would turn it over to Joseph, who is the moderator for this session. Thank you. You've been a great audience, and we will shortly open it for questions.
Thank you, Preeti, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Holly, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We do have a question from Steve Reed. Your line is open.
Hi, Preeti. Great presentation. Thank you very much. I did have a question about the collaboration. You talked about that new button to create a URL so that third-party users can join. If there are multiple third-party users, say two or three or four other customer users that want to join, do you create one URL and they can all join using that same URL, or would you create multiple URLs?
I would expect to create multiple URLs because at any time we can have up to five collaborators. So it would be five different URLs.
So a combination of a total of five, and that would include however many IBM support representatives plus however many customer side participants.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you, Holly. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.